The outcome of Alaska's U.S. Senate race is in question again. Republican candidate Joe Miller filed a lawsuit in state court today alleging that elections officials broke state law in the way in which they counted write-in ballots. The latest legal challenge comes as a result of a federal court judge's order. Judge Ralph Beislein refused to hear Miller's complaint against Alaska Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell and the State Division of Elections in federal court last week. Beislein said it was a state matter, but did order the certification of Alaska's Senate race halted if Miller were to file a lawsuit in state court by today. Beislein said the results of the race should not be certified until the legal issues raised have been fully resolved. Miller's suit claims the State Division of Elections has not correctly interpreted state election law by accepting write-in ballots that had misspelled candidates' names on them. But Lieutenant Governor Campbell says voter intent drives ballot acceptance. Election officials accepted ballots with misspelled spellings of write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski's name. Judge Beislein has issued a temporary injunction against certification until the dispute is settled in court. The Division of Elections wants to certify the Senate election by November 29th. Beislein says Miller raises serious issues about state election law because Alaska law says a write-in candidate's name must appear on the ballot as it is spelled on the Declaration of Candidacy. Lisa Murkowski has claimed victory in the election. The Republican Party of Alaska has urged Miller to concede.